Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome back to today's Daf, which is Psachim Daf Zayin. We are six lines from the top of the Amud. I think Mora told us that one has the ability to do bittul on his chametz, provided that the chametz is still his. But once the chametz becomes aser, then since he can no longer have any hanah from that chametz, we don't consider it to be his any longer. He has no monetary ownership or connection to this chametz. So therefore, bittul is ineffective. Says Mora, is that the case? Ulubasar isura, once the chametz has already become aser, loimatzel matle, he no longer has the ability to do bittul. V'atanya, we have a braisa which seems to indicate otherwise. Hayoyoshev beis hamedrash, this person was sitting in beis hamedrash. V'nizkar sheish chametz v'zeich beisoy, and recalled he discovered that he had chametz at home. What should he do? Mevatle b'libay, he'll do bittul in his heart and addresses the chametz concern in that manner. Echad Shabbos v'echad Yontif, whether this occurred on Shabbos or Yontif. So apparently, you can do bittul even on Yom Tov. Says Rav Bishlaim, Shabbos Mishkachas Lo. Okay, Shabbos we can understand. Perhaps it occurred as follows: it was still before the chametz is aser. It was still erev Pesach before Chatzos. Kigoyin shechal arba asar lias b'Shabbos. So the 14th day erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. In which case, we're speaking where the chametz is still mutter. It's still his. It's still before Chatzos, and he can do bittul. That explains that part of the brayse. Ela Yom Tov, however, the case describing Yom Tov, Basar Isuru. The chametz is already aser, it's Pesach. How can you do bittul? Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov was speaking that it isn't even chametz yet. How? Hacha b'talmud yoyshev yilfnei Rabbi Eskina. We're speaking about a talmud sitting in front of his Rebbe. In the middle of the shir, he doesn't want to negate the honor of his Rebbe. He doesn't want to get up abruptly. And he has a problem because v'nizka sheish isa migul galus b'seich beisai. He discovered that he has a rolled dough in his home waiting to get baked. He's concerned that it's going to turn into chametz. So at this point, it's not yet chametz, but it's going to become chametz. So what's his only option? Kadim umavatale. So he quickly does bittul. Mikame de sachmetz prior to the dough turning into chametz. So although it's actually a yomtiv of Pesach, but we're speaking where the dough isn't yet chametz. Therefore, he has the ability to do bittul. The ekonami, the wording of the braisa, indeed indicates that this is the correct approach. This is the proper description of the halacha. Why diktani? The braisa says, Hayoshev b'seich beis hamedrash. Why is the braisa describing him as sitting in the beis hamedrash? Which explains why he's doing bittul. Apparently, it's not chametz yet. Because if it would really be chametz, then of course he has to do bittul. He has no other option. If it's chametz, he has to be mevatlet. Apparently, when the braisa is telling us why is bittul in place, because he's sitting in beis medrash, apparently we're speaking where it's not yet chametz, it's dough. So, had he not been sitting in the beis medrash, he would simply go ahead and bake his dough. The reason why he can't bake it is because he's sitting in front of his Rebbe. And that prevents him from getting up and attending to his dough. And that requires him to do bittul. Shema mina, indeed, this is a riot. Let's take a look at Rashi inside. Rashi is around seven lines up from our current location in the Gemara. Rashi begins with the words Issa Megulgelis. We're speaking about a dough, Shleich Mitzah, which is not yet Chametz. Mipnei Emas Kfoid Rabbi, due to the fear, the cover of his Rabbi, Einochel Akam. V'leilich Lafoyis, he has no ability to get up and bake it. So what is he meant to do? The Kadam Mbatala, Beliboy. Tadayni Bershusay Shlein Esra Alav. So in this case, there's certainly no concern. It's still his. And of course, he has the ability to do Bittel. Tekanami. The wording of the braisa indicates as such that dain lo yechmitza, that we're speaking that it has not yet turned into chametz. Why the tani? Because the braisa says hayoyishu beis hamedrash. The mashma epnei shein yochal lokum olelech misham umbatal beliboy. It's only because he can't get up that bittul is required. Now vibe chametz gomer. If they should be speaking about proper chametz, lama lo yoyishu beis hamedrash? Why do you have to justify the bittul by explaining? Well, because he's in beis hamedrash. Afilu mo yepone. Even if he was available to attend to his chametz, mam be other lasses. Yoisa, what else can he do? Hash possible leaves they'll be uri, nullifying in his heart. That's called beer. So you don't have to explain that the bittul is due to the fact that he's beis medrash. Ella vadai, so it must be kishyesh badu l'sakin koi. We're speaking that he has the ability to repair, to attend to it properly. He would go ahead and he has the ability to bake it if he was available to do so. Because it hadn't yet turned to chametz. So the reason why he does bittul is because he can't. He can't attend to it because he's sitting in the Beis Medrash. So the wording of the Brayse, the description of this fellow sitting in the Beis Medrash, indicates that we're speaking about this type of dough. And the reason for the bittul is because he can't go tend to his dough and bake it. And the reason why the Brayse discussed the Beis Medrash scenario is because of Yom Tov. Because that's the only reason why you can do bittul on Yom Tov, is because it's dough, it's not yet chametz, it's not yet aser. And the reason why he's not attending to it is because he's Beis Medrash. So due to Yom Tov, we discuss Beis Medrash. Or the Shabbos metukma b'chametz gomer. However, the first case, describing Shabbos, of course is speaking about proper chametz. Ubar ba'asar shechol yes b'Shabbos. And we're speaking with the Erev Pesach, actually fell out on Shabbos. And it's yet before the Zman Isser. So it's still his, and he could do bittul. So conclusion, bittul is only applicable when it's mutter. For instance, on Shabbos, where it's Erev Pesach before Chatzos, or even if it's on Pesach itself, but it's still in a dough stage, not yet chametz, in that case, he can still do bittul because it's his, it's mutter, and bittul works. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabba Barafun Omarav, Hapas She'ipsha. If a person finds a piece of bread in his bread box, and he's unsure of the nature of this item, is it chametz or matzah? You know, pi halacha, you can bake a thick matzah, in which case, if you know how to do it properly, in which case it's completely undiscernible. You can't detect whether it's chametz or matzah. So he finds this pas, she'ifsha, which is spoiled, sitting in his bread box. He doesn't know whether it's chametz or matzah. So this happened on Pesach itself. He doesn't know whether it's the most recent batch of matzah, which he found, or it belongs to the chametz from before Pesach. Kiven sherab sa matzah muteris. So if this bread box was used primarily, roiv use was for matzah, then we can safely assume that this that he found was matzah as well. Hey Chidami, what are you speaking about? If he knows with certainty that this item is chametz, kirav sa matzah mayhavi. So what gain is there with the fact that it's mostly used for matzah? He knows it's chametz. Ela de lo yadina ba. Apparently, he's not sure. Ichametzu, imatzu. He doesn't know whether it's chametz or matzah. So we have a suffix. And the halach is, if the box is mostly used for matzah, then he can go follow the majority and say it's matzah. My yiru ki rab sa matzah. Why do you have to come onto that svar? The halach of roif. Afilu ki lo yirab sa matzah nami. Even, let's say, the box was not used mostly for matzah. It would still be mutter. Why? Nazel basa basra. We'll simply go and follow the most recent use of this box, which is certainly matzah. This box was most recently used for matzah. It's Pesach. Not only that, we can safely assume that he did bdikas chametz on Erev Pesach, in which case he removed the old supply of chametz. So why isn't that enough of a reason to say that this that he found is matzah? Miloitnan, haven't we found in a Mishnah that we're meant to follow the most recent use? Mois shenimtzu ufnei soicher behemah. So if you find money in Yerushalayim in front of the behemah merchants, so Rashi explains that the Yisrael would come up to the Yerushalayim during the Yom Tov and bring up all their ma'aser sheni money. And they didn't really have sufficient opportunity, they didn't have enough time throughout Yom Tov to spend all that vast amount of money of Ma'aser Sheni, which accumulates throughout the year. So what would they do? They would grant it to the people of Yerushalayim to make use of it throughout the year. And primarily it was used for purchasing animals, Rashi says, to bring a shlomim with it. So that's why the Mishnah says we can safely assume that any money found in front of the animal merchant in Yerushalayim, even throughout the entire year, is assumed to be Ma'aser Sheni money. Mois shenimtzu lefnei sirche beima lo'ilam ma'aser. It's always presumed to be Ma'aser Sheni money. Bahar HaBayis Chud. However, if you find money in Har HaBayis, not in front of the animal merchants, then whether it's found during Yom Tov or throughout the year, chulin, we can safely assume that it's chulin, because the fact is that most of the money throughout the year is chulin, unless you find in front of the behema merchants. But otherwise, throughout the city, it's assumed to be chulin. So now, although during Yom Tov most of the money in Yerushalayim is assumed to be miser, but in this case, we'll follow the Raif. We'll assume that it was dropped throughout the entire year. And in that case, we assume that the money is chulin. So that's why if you find money in the Harabayis, it's assumed to be chulin. Be Yerushalayim, if you find it in the streets of Yerushalayim, in the marketplace of Yerushalayim, then it depends. B'shasa regal, if you find it during Yom Tov, maser. It's assumed to be maser sheni money. The Gemara soon will tell us, because the streets were swept clean on a daily basis, so you assume that what was found today was dropped today, in which case, since it's regal, it's assumed to be maser sheni money. B'shari maser shana chulin. But if you find throughout the year, then you assumed what was found today was dropped today, in which case, most of the money in Yerushalayim, not in front of the behemoth merchants, but out on the streets, assumed to be chulin. Va'amar Shmai Bar Zera, my time, why is this halacha true? Hoyil v'shuk Yerushalayim. Asuyin l'schabit b'chol yoyim, because they were accustomed to sweeping clean the streets of Yerushalayim. Farshim explained, in order to remove the shratzim, to avoid being matame people. So since the streets were swept clean on a daily basis, we assume what was found today was dropped today. So if you find it during the regal, it's meiser. During the rest of the year, it's chulin. Almo amrinan, apparently we say, kamoi kamoi azle. The old supply was removed. V'hanechinininu. And this reflects the current supply. So the old money was swept away, and what was found today is a fresh supply. Hachinami neima. Here's all when it comes to the bread you found in your bread box. Neima kama kama azle. The old supply was already removed. We assume that before you put in some new bread, you use up the old supply. That's number one. Number two, as we said earlier, there's a svar because he did dikas chametz. We presume that he cleaned this thing out. So let's assume that the chametz has already been removed. V'hayda idnu. And what was found now on Pesach is part of the current Pesach supply, which is matzah. So why does Gemara say, well, it's mutter only if this box was used mostly for matzah? Well, forget about raiv. We have a simple formula. You find that now it reflects the current situation. We assume it's from the current supply, which is matzah. Shani hacha. Difference here is the pusha mechich aleh. We describe this bread as being spoiled. So it's moldy, it's spoiled. That indicates that this bread has been here for a while. So not necessarily is it matzah, which was deposited on Pesach. It's pretty clear that it's been here for a while, in which case we suspect that it's been here since the Chametz time, before Pesach, and therefore we can't say it's mutter. Says the Gemara, Fusha Mechich Liyo. If that's the case, that it's spoiled, and that indicates that it's been here for a while, Ki Rafsa Matzah Mayhavi. If that's the case, so what are you gaining by having Rav Matzah? You say, well, if this thing was used mostly for matzah, then we assume that it's matzah. Well, the facts speak for themselves. You see this piece of bread moldy, it can't be that it was deposited on Pesach itself. It's pretty obvious that it was here for a while, from before Pesach, in which case it's chametz. Amar Rabba lo itema sherabs rabsa matzah. The halach is not meant to say it in that manner. It's not that if it was mostly used for matzah, then it's mutter. El Eimer rather say as follows. Sherabu yemei matzah ilavei. What the Gemara meant to say is that if there were many matzah use days that had already passed by, meaning it's already in the middle of Pesach, in which case, the fact that it's a bit spoiled doesn't indicate anything. It can very well be that it was deposited on the first day of Pesach, and that's why it's spoiled. It's already a mold Pesach, which gives it enough time to spoil. And that is the reason why it's mutter. Says Moyachi Pshita, if that's the case, then of course it's mutter. What's the chiddush? Meaning, as Rashi explains, it's not even a suffix here. because this fellow removed the chametz during Bedikas chametz. So the chametz was out of the way. So it's mold. Pesach, he finds this pas, ifsha, spoiled, it's moldy. Of course it's matzah. The chametz has been cleared away. And the fact that it's spoiled, okay, you can explain it by the fact that it's already within Pesach and there was enough time for this thing to get spoiled. So what's the chiddush here? Says Mole Tzrich, apparently we're speaking the Yifusha Merubah, that it's excessively spoiled. In that case, perhaps it gives us room for suspicion that it's been here for a while. Ma'od Tema, perhaps I would think, given the Yifusha Merubah, since it's very spoiled, Igal Yimusa. That indicates the Vadi Chometz Ma'ayu, that there's no way to assume that it's anything but Chometz. Look, it's so spoiled, it's so moldy. It can't be another possibility other than the fact that it's been here for a long time and it's chametz. Kamash Malon. So that's why the halacha, Rav Huna, in the name of Rav, informs us, no, kivan shiravu yimei matzi ilvei. Since several days of matzius have already passed us, aminan, we can safely assume, kol yoyma v'yoyma, on a daily basis, nahama chamima afa, he baked fresh, warm bread, v'shada ilvei, and he put the warm, fresh bread on this bread, which was stuck on the bottom of the box, and that caused it to get excessively spoiled and moldy. That explains matters. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. So conclusion, if you find this bread in this box, so if it's found in the beginning of Yom Tov, then it depends. If it's not moldy, then we could assume that it's part of the most recent supply. As we learned in the Gemara of Maaseh Sheni, the Mishnah of Maaseh Sheni, that we always follow the most recent supply. The problem was that it was moldy, it was spoiled, which indicated that it was here for a while. Therefore, we can't just safely assume that it's the current matzah supply that's sitting here. Therefore, the Gemara to tell us, well, we're speaking that it happened in the middle of Pesach. In the middle of Pesach, we can safely assume that the reason why it's spoiled is because he placed the warm bread, the fresh bread, on the old bread, which caused it to spoil. Says the Gemara, Miyaz Lina Basa Basra, is that the case that we always follow the most recent use? For Tanya, we have a brayso which says like this. Rabbi Yisrael Bruda Aymer, Teva Shenishtam Shuba Mois Chulin, Umos Meiser. We have one box which served Meiser money and Chulin money. Im Reif Chulin, Chulin. So what happened? He found some coin there. He doesn't know what it's from. Is it chulin or is it meiser? So we follow Rav. Im Rav chulin, chulin. If this box, this pushka, was used mostly for chulin, then the money that was found is assumed to be chulin. Im Rav meiser, if it was used mostly for meiser, then we have to assume that this coin that was found is meiser. Vamai, why do you follow this formula? Lezel basa basa. Why don't you just follow the most recent use? Whatever was used recently indicates that this coin is part of that supply. So if it was used for Maisa recently, then we'll assume this is Maisa. If it was used recently for Chulin, then we'll assume that it's Chulin. Apparently we're speaking about indeed, this box was used for Chulin and for Maisa. However, he's unsure which one was last. So there's no concept of Basa Basa. He doesn't know. In this case, we're compelled to follow the din of Raif. Rav Zidamar, Kikanshin Shtam Shabbat, Tziburin Tziburin. He says like this, that the box was used for Chulin and Meiser at the same time. Tziburin Tziburin, piles of Meiser, piles of Chulin, simultaneously, in which case, if you find a coin there, you don't know where it came from this pile or that pile. Rav Papa Amar, Kikanshin Shtakach Beguma, was speaking that he found a coin in a nook inside this box, in which case, just because he used the box for Meiser the last time, that's not a right that the coin found in the nook of this box belongs to Meiser. Perhaps it's been sitting here for a while and it actually belongs to the supply that preceded the most recent use. Therefore, we have to follow Roif. Okay, so conclusion. We learned several halachas. Bread that was found in this bread box, in which case he's unsure of whether it's chametz or matzah, so it depends. If you found it at the onset, the tchila of Yom Tov, so if it's just fresh bread that's not spoiled, we can assume that it's mutter because We go basal basra. We say, well, the chametz was cleared out, and this belongs to the matzah, the current Pesach supply. If it's spoiled, in which case it indicates that it's been here for a while, it's asur. If you found it during Yom Tov, so whether it's not spoiled or spoiled, even very spoiled, it's mutter, and the reason is because we assume that this fellow was baking fresh bread on a daily basis, and that warm bread placed on this piece of bread stuck on the bottom of his box caused it to get moldy, to get spoiled, and therefore it is mutter. We learned about money which was found in Yerushalayim, so it depends where. If it was found in front of the animal merchants, in which case most of the money there, even throughout the year, is presumed to be ma'aser. So regardless of whether he found it during the rest of the year or a regal, the money is assumed to be ma'aser sheni money. If it was found on Har HaBayis, it's always assumed to be chulin because most of the money, Yerushalayim, throughout the year is chulin. If it's found in Yerushalayim itself, where the Gemara tells us they sweep on a daily basis, then we assume what was found today was dropped today. So if he found it during the rest of the year, where most of the money in the street is presumed to be chulin, this money as well is assumed to be chulin. If it's found during Yom Tov, where most of the money is ma'aser sheni money, then this money found assumed to be ma'aser money, what was found today was dropped today. Finally, we learned about money found in this box, which was used jointly for ma'aser and chulin. The Braisa tells us we follow Rav. If it was used mostly for chulin, it's assumed to be chulin. Mostly for ma'aser, assumed to be ma'aser. The question was, why don't we attribute it to the most recent use of this box? One gives us three answers. Number one, either he's unsure what he used it for last. Number two, there were piles of both ma'aser and chulin in this box at the same time. Or he found it in a cranny, in a nook of this box, in which case it can very well be that it's been here for a while and it belongs to the coins that were used in this box prior to its most recent use. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, ha-boidek tzoruch shivarach. Before one does bdikas chametz, he makes a bracha, just as he makes a bracha before every mitzvah, even a mitzvah derabbanon. Mai mevarach. What exactly does he say? What is the nusach? We have a machlekes. Rav Papi Amar Mishmei Derava levayer chametz. Asher kedeshana b'mitzvayis v'itzvanu levayer chametz. Why levayer? Rashi soon will tell us that bdika is really an integral part, its initiation of biru chametz, of disposing of the chametz. He's looking for the chametz to get rid of it. So levayer is an appropriate bracha for bedikas chametz. Rav Papa Amar Mishmei Derava al biru chametz. You say al biru chametz. Explains the Gemara. B'levayer kuli amu leplegi. All agree that the lashon levayer would be appropriate. Devadei lahabo mashem, because it's certainly referring to a future event. And the bracha here is preceding the act of bdikas chametz, so levayer is certainly in place. Let's see Rashi on the bottom line of the amud. Levayer kuli amalei pligi tlaba mashma v'shaper dami. It's certainly appropriate. The bracha koydem asiyas hamitzvah b'idan. Because come on, as one soon will tell us that a bracha is recited before the mitzvah. So levayer, which is indicative of a future event, asher kichalim mitzvahs levayer to bimavar. It's certainly in place and appropriate. There's no discussion, no machlekes. Ki pligi. When then is there a machlekes? Be'al bir. Regarding the nusach of al bir. Is that appropriate or not? Mar savar mikar mashma. One shita says no. You're not meant to use that here because al is primarily referencing a past event. And in this case, where the bracha is in advance of the mitzvah, it's inappropriate. Umar savar l'habo mashma. The other shita says it's perfectly fine to use the lashon of al biru chametz because just as it indicates a past event, it equally indicates a future event, and therefore it's appropriate as well. Let's see Rashi up on the top. Meikara mashma al biru should be arti. So one shita says al is a reference to past tense. I've already been mevar. Very dangly bodik. We didn't do it yet. He didn't do bedik. The bracha koydem bedikri, because the bracha is before bedik. Therefore, he holds it's not in place. And Rashi adds, biur hainu nami bedik. Biur is also in reference to bedika. Bedika is the catalyst for biur. It helps you find the chametz and get rid of it. So the lashon of biur is a tribute to bedika as well. Now, that's this shita. The other one says no. that Albir is also in reference to the future. Tosis explains that even the first Shita agrees that Al can also be referring to a future tense. But he holds that it's more mashma past than future. So it's primarily referring to a past event, therefore he holds it's inappropriate. Whereas the other Shita says it's equal. It can refer to past, refer to future, therefore it's certainly fine to be used for the nusach of the bracha before the mitzvah. Maisi we have a kasha from a brayso which indicates that even the lashon al is referring to future. Baruch asher kitzadam mitzvah zitzon alamila. So why is he making a bracha alamila if the bracha is before the mila? Hal smaychi neima. Over there he has no choice, he has no viable option. Name a lomu? What do you want to say? Lomu? Is it not enough that he doesn't do it? It's just a phrase, a term, meaning that the moyel doesn't really have a personal obligation to imal all the children in town. It's primarily the father's obligation. So he can't use the term lomu, which indicates it's a personal obligation. It's fun. Lomu. I don't have that chiv. Therefore, he's forced to say out for lack of a better option. Says the Gemara, okay, Aviya ben Michael Mema. What about the father of the infant, who certainly has a personal chiv to do mila? Why shouldn't he say lomu? If lomu is really preferred, according to the shita, right? Lomu indicates future more than al. So what about the father? In a chanami, you're right. The father will say lomu. Meisvi, we have another kasha. Baruch hashak etchadam mitzvah zitzvanu al hashchita. So we see that al is used in a future tense. Hasam nami heichaneim. There as well. What option does he have? What should he say? Name of lishchit. Do you want him to say lishchit? Same problem. Like sagya, the lavi yushachat. Is it not enough that he doesn't do it? Meaning he has no chiv to do it. You don't have to shech. You don't have to eat meat. There's no chiv to do shchita. And lishchit would indicate that are obligated to be shechet. Therefore, he says, al hashchita. Pesach v'kotchen, Michael Amema. What about shchita of the carbon Pesach, or kotchen where there's a chiv to do the shchita? Rashi says, the owner of the carbon has to do the shchita, there's a mitzvah. So, there, why doesn't he say lishchit? In a chanami, you're right. When it comes to those cases, he'll say lishchit. Meisvei. He says, look at lulav la'atzmai. A person makes for himself a lulav. So he makes the shechiyanu right when he puts together his lulav. Not a glatzes boy. When he picks it up to be yotze the mitzvah. So once again, we see al employed when it comes to a bracha prior to a mitzvah. Shani hosam. The difference there is the beidna the agba nafak bay. Because once he picked it up to shake it, he was already yotze the mitzvah. That's why he has to say al nitilas lulav, to indicate a past event, because he was already yotze before the bracha. Asks Tosis, but a bracha is meant to be said before mitzvah, as we're going to see in the upcoming Gemara, so why is he making a bracha now? Says Tosis, because even though he's really yotze the mitzvah by merely picking it up, but since he's still involved in the mitzvah, he's oisuk mitzvah because he's still going to do the nanum to shake it during Hallel, that's why it's in place to make the bracha even during this moment. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, that was speaking that he already was yotze the mitzvah, lotzes boy? Why does the Brisa say, natale lotzes boy, which indicates that he still hadn't done the mitzvah. He intends on doing it. Yotze my boy, he already did it. The Brisa just said, yotze boy, he already was yotze. Nechanam, you're right. That would have been the more appropriate way of describing it. Umishum de kaboy, lembisnes seifa. But on account of the fact that the Brisa wanted to continue on in the Sefer and say Leisha B'Sukkah, so his fellow who's entering and to sit down the Sukkah, which is certainly something which hadn't happened yet, so on account of that, Halacha, Tana Reisha Nami, Lotzis Boy, that's why the Reisha as well, the Brisa used the word Lotzis Boy on account of the Sefer, although in reality, he was already Yetzi. The Tani Sefer, the Brisa continues like this. Ois the sukkah la'atzmoy, a person makes himself a sukkah. Oimer baruch ato Hashem shechyonu v'kimonu v'yonu l'zman hazeh. So according to this Brisa, you make the shechyonu right when you build the sukkah. Nichnas le'shevo. So when he enters to sit down the sukkah. Oimer Baruch Hashakit Shalom Mitzvah Tzvano Leisha Basukah. So here, indeed, it's still before the mitzvah. Therefore, Leisha certainly is in place. Concludes the Gemara regarding our question of whether Al Bir is in place or not. V'hilchasa, the halacha is Al Bir Chametz. As Rashi explains, not only can you say Livar Chametz, which is certainly appropriate, Al Bir Chametz is also in place, because we follow the shita that holds that even Al is indicative of a future event just as much as a past event. Continues the Gemara. Tukuli Alma Mia. Everybody seems to agree Mikara Be'inan Levruchi that the bracha on a mitzvah is meant to be said in advance of the mitzvah. I mean, no one. How do we know that that's true? The Omer of Yehuda Mashmul. Call a mitzvah mevarach alein over lasiyasan, because he told his name Shmuel that the bracha on a mitzvah is meant to be recited before over lasiyasan, means in advance of the maaseh hamitzvah. The Rashba gives two reasons for this. This is number one, because a mitzvah with a bracha is a much higher, more valuable mitzvah. Therefore, the bracha is done before the mitzvah, so that the mitzvah is accompanied by that bracha. Number two, he says, since the bracha is avoidas hanefesh, it's a service of Hashem using the nefesh, expressions of one's heart, of one nefesh, and the act, the masa mitzvah, is avoidas haguf, it's an expression of the body. So he says, it's roi sheyigdam avoidas hanefesh, avoidas haguf. It's appropriate that the avoid of the nefesh, which is higher, more spiritual, should precede, should advance the avoid of the guf, which is more physical. So in any case, we do the brachas before the ma'aseh mitzvah. So that explains the whole Gemara, that the bracha is meant to be before, and that's why the whole discussion regarding the exact text of the bracha, so that it should be describing a future event. Okay, so the lashon of the Gemara was that the bracha is done over lasiyasan. Over means it's meant to advance, it's meant to precede the asiyah of the mitzvah. My mashma, what do we find? I over, that the word over is lishna dakdumiu, is a reference to preceding and advancing. Amar Nachmar Yitzchak, tomorrow we'll bring three sources. Amar Nachmar Yitzchak, Dama Kra, the pasuk says Vayatz, Achimatz, Derechakika, Vayavar Sakushi. So we see that Vayavar Sakushi advanced, he ran through the kikar, he ran ahead, he advanced, he preceded the kushi, so we see Vayavar means to advance. Abaye Omer Mihacha, from this pasuk, V'u'over Lefneyem, this is by Yaakov Avinu, who went in front of his family, so he preceded them, he advanced them, V'u'is Eimer Mihacha, another source, V'yavor Malkum Lefneyem, Hashem Baroisham, so the king went before them, so we see that V'yavor means to precede. Bei Rav Amri, the Besvedish of Rav, they said like this, true, this is a standard formula for all brachas of mitzvahs which are meant to precede the mitzvah, but there are exceptions. Chutz mina tefillah v'shofar, except for tefillah and shofar, where the bracha in those cases are said after the mitzvah. Vishlem tefillah. Okay, tefillah, we understand why. That kati gavur lechazi, because this person is not yet roi to make a bracha. Rashi says kigoyin, for instance, the tefillah of a balkeri, where the Gemara brachas tells us he's usher to speak the veritur of brachas. So in that case, he is compelled to make the bracha after the tefillah. So Rashi explains that on account of that, Tefillah Chacham already established this as a universal formula for all Tefillahs, that the bracha for Tefillah takes place after the act of Tefillah. Tosfos has another approach. He says it's referring to the Tefillah of a Ger, because he brings the Gemara that the Halacha Lamai says that we don't worry about Baal Keri speaking Divrei Torah and Brachas. So apparently the Gemara is speaking about a Ger. A Ger certainly can't make a bracha before his Tefillah is not yet a Yid. And the Tosfos explains that based on that, the Nashim who are Toivo make their bracha after the Tefillah, and that's the basis of our Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Fine, that explains Tefillah. Ela Shofar my time. What's wrong with Shofar? Why can't I make the bracha before blowing? V'chitema, perhaps you'll say, Mishum Dilma Mikalkala Tekiah, perhaps the Tekiah won't be successful. So you have to wait to see if he's successful. You know, it takes great expertise to blow the Shofar properly, so perhaps he won't be successful. So you have to wait until he works it out, and then he'll make a bracha. If that's a concern, I feel shchita mila nami, even when it comes to shchita mila as well. It's a difficult task to to complete. So perhaps wait until you're successful and then make the brach. So why differentiate between one and the other? Elam Rav Chisda, you're right. Let's skip Shofar. Chutz min tefillah b'levad itmar. What we learned was that this formula of Eivel HaSiyasin applies to everything except for tefillah, as we explained, because the person is not roy to make the bracha, but of course, the bracha of Shofar is said before the tkiyah. Tanya mihachu, we found likewise in a brisa, tov of Allah. If one is tovel and comes up, bal yasa on the way up, Eimer, baruch hashem kitchonim, so it's fun, ala tefillah. So here we see clearly that the bracha of tefillah is said when? After being tovel in the mikvah. So conclusion, we learned that the birchas ha-mitzvahs are said before, oivel ha-siyasin before the ma'aseh of mitzvah, except for one case, which is tefillah. Now regarding the actual nusach of a bracha, so using the word lamed, like levar chametz, lomel, all agree, is appropriate because it indicates a future event. That's number one. Number two, all agree that lamed is something which indicates that this mitzvah is mutolai, it's something which mechuyev to do, like a father doing the milah on the son, or a person involved in his own bedikas chametz, which is his personal obligation. Then the word lamed is appropriate. All agree that al is certainly a reference to the past. The question is whether it equally represents the future or not. And the world concluded, yes, it equally represents the future, and therefore it's perfectly fine to say al biruchametz. Continues the Gemara. Lawyer Ner, so getting back to the bdikas chametz, which is meant to be done by candlelight. Manana mili, how do we know that candlelight is meant to be used? Omar of Chizda, he's going to present us with a five-stage gzeir shava, which will provide, although not a conclusive raya, to obligate using a ner, but it's a remez, indication that it's appropriate to use a ner for bdikas chametz. Omar of Chizda, lo madnu, Metzia mi metzia. The more soon we'll explain what this means. Metzia mi metzia, or metzia mi chipus, v'chipus mi chipus, v'chipus mi neiros, v'neir mi ner. Explains the Gemara. Metzia mi metzia is as follows. We're going to make a connection between a pasuk which has the word metzia and another pasuk which contains the word metzia. Metzia mi metzia k'siv hocha. Over here by Chometz it says shiva asyomim so'er le'yimotzi v'teichem. So throughout Yom Tov, so'er should not be found in your homes. So we have the term yimatze, found, finding, in the context of chametz. Uksiv hasam, we find elsewhere, a pasuk which contains the word, a reference to the word metzia, and also contains reference to the word chipus, searching, looking. Vayechapes, so this was when they looked for the goblet of Yosef. So the fellow looked throughout the sacks of grain. Bagodel hechel, he initiated the sack which belonged to the older brother of a katan kila, and concluded in the youngest one. Vayimatzi, and indeed the gavia was found there. So in this pasuk we have vayimatzi and we have chipus. Umetzia mechipus didei. So we connect the word metzia to the word chipus found in the same pasuk, which indicates that metzia and chipus are synonymous. So now getting back to chametz. We have the reference to Metzia, which we're going to apply to looking for chametz, because chametz. So there as well, Metzia is synonymous with chipus, connected to the first pasuk, the second pasuk, and we bring over chipus over to the first pasuk as well. So we see that Metzia of chametz is connected to chipus. Okay, that's the next stage. Continues the Gemara of chipus mineris. And we proceed to the next phase, which is, we'll connect this pasuk, this most recent pasuk, that contained the word chipus, to another pasuk that contains the word neiros. Dechsiv ba'isahi achapes es yushlaim b'neiros. So that pasuk contains reference to chipus, achapes, and also neiros. So we learn from this that chipus relates to neiros, who meant to search using candles. So back to B'dikas Chametz, we have a reference to the word metzia, and metzia is synonymous with chipus, and chipus with neiros. So neiros are meant to be used to find your chametz. And finally, the last phase is veneris miner. We connect this pasuk, which has the word neris, to the next pasuk, which has the word ner, the chsiv ner Hashem, nishmas Adam, choyfez, kol chavri button. The neshama of a person is described as the Ner, the candle Hashem, and that neshama searches through the Chadri Batn, all the compartments, the inner compartments of a person. Rashi Mishlei explains that this is going to be Lasad Lavi, where the neshama testifies regarding the Maisim of a person. So we learn from here that a Ner is appropriate for B'digas Chametz. Now, interesting, the Marsha points out that Chametz represents the Yetzer Hara. So based on that, it's very much appropriate to use a Ner, the Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. So the Neshama person represented in that Ner has the ability to illuminate, to light up the Yetzer Hara's darkness, which he casts upon us, and to give a person clarity, a person light and clarity to see through the ma'at min ha'or is doicha harbi min ha'choshech. So that ner is used to lighten things up, to chase away, to banish the Yitzhara, the chametz. Continues the Gemara, Tana d'ver Rishmol, we find likewise in a braisa from Beir Rishmol, Leile yudalid boitkin es ha'chametz l'arne. So on the evenings of yudalid, boitkin es ha'chametz l'oir ha'ner. Avo b'shein ra'i l'dover, even though we don't have an absolute proof for this concept, we have an indication. Now Rashi asks, why is there no real raya? We have a gzeira shava. Says Rashi, because divrei Torah, divrei Kabbalah nino. Because we take one pasuk from the Chumash and we connect it to a pasuk in Nevi'im, and that doesn't really provide a proper gzeira shava, and therefore it's just a zecher for the concept. So what is a zecher? Once again, the multi-stage gzeira shava. So we find Metzia by Chametz, Va'omer, the next pasuk says, Va'yichapes, Ba'gadol Heichel, B'katan Kilo. And the pasuk continues, Va'yimatzei, so we find Metzia connected to Chippus, Va'omer, Ba'yisahi, Achapes, Yisrushalayim B'neiroi, so we find that Chippus is done using candles. And finally, Va'omer, Ner Le'Hashem, Nishmas Adam, Choyfei, so we find that Chippus is done with a Ner. Now, one question remains, why this last pasuk? We already have a pasuk of Achapes, it's a Shlaim B'Neris, to indicate that Chippus is done using Neris. Why this last pasuk of Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam Chayfes? My Va'omer, what's the point of this last pasuk? Says the more, it's needed because of the following reason. V'chi Tema, because perhaps you can think, Hai Ba'isahi Kulu. When the pasuk says Ba'isahi, Hashem says, that time I'm going to search through Yerushalayim to find the Averis. I'm going to search through using Neiris. Hai Ba'isi Kuluhi. Perhaps it's merely a leniency that's being described there. Why is it Kuluhu? The Ka'amar Rahman of the Pasuk is saying, Lo Badikna Lo Yerushalayim. I'm going to use illumination of candles which aren't really effective. Lo Badikna Lo Yerushalayim B'Nahiru Da'avuk. I'm not going to check throughout Yerushalayim using the effective, the powerful illumination of an avuka, a torch, the nafesh nahiratuva, that expresses great light and allows me to find even small averis. Ella b'nahiru d'shrak. Rather, I'm going to search by candlelight, the zuta nahiratfei, which doesn't emit much light. And as a result of that, the avin rabba mishtakach. Only a large avera, an obvious avera we found using this weak light, va'avin zutel mishtakach, however, a small, insignificant avera won't be noticed. So perhaps it's a leniency being described in the pasuk, which really indicates that candlelight is not so effective, and therefore perhaps there's no point of using it for b'digas chametz. Toshma, that's why we need the next pasuk. Ner Hashem nishmas Adam, that the Ner Hashem, which is the neshama of a person, is choyfes kol chadri batan. So the ner is certainly an effective method of searching, and therefore we meant to use it for b'dikas chametz. Okay, time for a brief chazara of today's daf. We began with the concept of bitul chametz, which only applies to chametz which is within your possession, which is yours, which you own, from which you could have hana. But once the chametz becomes aser, it's no longer considered to be yours, and therefore bitul is ineffective. We have a braisa which describes bittul taking place on Shabbos or Yontif. The Gemara explains that Shabbos can be speaking about Erev Pesach, which happens to fall on Shabbos. It's still before Chatzos, the Chametz is still yours, and bittul can work. Yontif is speaking about actually on Pesach, but it's speaking about dough, which is not yet Chametz. This fellow is sitting in front of his Rebbe, he doesn't want to get up. So he's mavatal that dough before it becomes chametz. The Gemara proceeded with several discussions, three discussions of items that were found. We began with the bread, which was found in his bread box, in which case he's unsure of whether it's chametz or matzah. So it depends when he found it and what it looked like. If he found it at the onset of Yom Tov, then it depends. If it's fresh-looking bread, it's not yet spoiled, and it's mutter because we assume that it belongs to the current supply of matzah. Because we always follow the most recent use. Especially as Rashi points out, we assume he did bdikas chametz and removed the chametz from this box. However, if it's me'upash, it's spoiled, which indicates that it's been here for a while, it's asr, because then it's presumed to be from before Pesach, and it is chametz. If he finds it during Yom Tov, in which case it justifies the mold and the fact that the bread is spoiled, then whether or not it's spoiled, it's mutter. What about money that was found in Yerushalayim? So it depends where he found it. If he found it in front of the Seicher Behemu, then regardless of when throughout the year it's found, it's presumed to be Maaser Sheni money, because most of the transactions in Yerushalayim, most of the Behemu transactions, were conducted with Maaser Sheni money. If he finds it in Har HaBayis, then it's Chulin, because we assume that it's here from throughout the year, in which case most of the money throughout the year is Maaser. If he finds it in the streets of Yerushalayim, which were swept up on a daily basis, then we assume what was found today was lost today. So during the Maaser Hashana, it's Chulin. During the regal, where most money is Maaser, then it's presumed to be Maaser. If he finds money in a Teva, which was used jointly for Maaser and Chulin, we follow Roiv use. It's mostly used for Maaser, then it's Maaser, mostly for Chulin, then it's Chulin. Why don't we follow the most recent use of this box? The Gemara gives us three answers. Either he's unsure what was the most recent use, or we're speaking that this box served Chulin and Maaser simultaneously, in which case he doesn't know where it came from. Or he found it in a nook in the box, in which case it can very well be that it's unrelated to the most recently used coins in this box. We learned about the bracha recited over mitzvah, which is meant to be before the mitzvah itself, except by tefillah, where the bracha takes place after the tefillah. Rashi says on account of the balkeri, says on account of the ger. And regarding the nusach of a bracha, so if we use the word lamed, like lomul, like levar, that certainly is appropriate because that indicates a future event. And that also indicates that it's something which you're obligated to do. It's mutal olav, like a father to his son's bris, like a person by b'dikas chametz, because it's your chiv. However, if it's something that is not your personal obligation, like the moyel, who's doing milah on somebody else's child, in that case, certainly lamed is not appropriate, and al is meant to be used, like al hamilah, who's making a bracha, a general bracha, on the concept of milah. It's not his personal obligation, therefore al is appropriate. We know that al is a reference to a past event, all agree. Question is, does it equally refer to a future event as well? And that was the basis of the shaila of whether you say al bir chametz or not. And we concluded that just as you can say livar chametz, you can say al bir chametz as well, because al certainly references the future just as it references the past. And we concluded with a remez that the chametz is meant to be conducted using a ner. Ner Hashem, nishmas Adam.